All right, let's go through the wind, the rain, the wind, the rain. There he is, out there in the field, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, with a lovely, lovely, solid connection as far as the internet and Skype is concerned.
So what was the problem? Did they tell you?
Yeah, the gentleman that came was very, very nice. You know, we walked in and I said to him, well, you know, here's the setup. I said, if you just listen, just stand by. I said, you'll hear a click and you'll see the red light go on in the router. And he looks and he said, it's that box right there. I said, yeah. I said, what is that? He said, it's a digital box that goes with digital business phones and all of that stuff. I said, yeah. He said, and the click is coming from the box and that causes your router to turn red and drop out the connection. I said, why is that? He said, I have no idea. He said, I've tried to convince Verizon that they don't need the box. He says, so let me show you what I'm going to do. And he took the cable out of the box and he put it into the router and he disconnected the box and the connection was as solid as could be. Right. He said, they seem to think that they need this box. He said, 3 out of 5 will cause this problem. He said, I've seen it over and over again. He said, I'm going to stay here for about a half hour, if you don't mind. He said, and make sure that it's working and it's solid as could be, just where it should be. So that was it. It was an easy fix. But too bad nobody else knew about it. You know, they had to send out a tech. But no problem. We're all back up and running just in time to give you the dismal news for the weekend.
Now, I have to ask you about the dismal. We already have lots of events canceling on Saturday, okay, because of the heavy rain. We even have one event on Sunday canceling. It's another one on Kids Day where they're going to be tromping around outside in hay bale mazes and stuff, and they just won't dry in time. And is it still going to be rain? And we also have the Kent Pumpkin Run, which is 500 or 600 people show up for that. That won't be canceled, but by Sunday, will it still be showery or will the showers be over?
There may be some early morning drizzle.
Okay.
But I do feel that anything that you have in the morning will be extremely light and the clouds will break for some sunshine. All right, and the temps will probably go to 60.
Okay. Now, what? How much rain and wind can we expect on Friday night and Saturday?
We're expecting an average of 1 to 2, locally 3.
Wow.
Wind will average 15 to 25 with gust to about 40.
15 to 25 average is pretty good.
Yeah, and gust somewhere between 35 and 40.
And with all
that along the coast, near the coast, they'll have wind gust to about 50.
So with all that rain we've been having, any really weak trees that or trees that don't have root?
Down they come.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because the leaves are still on a lot of them.
Yeah, the National Weather Service has issued coastal flood warnings for the coastal areas from Connecticut through New Jersey. They've also issued wind advisories from southernmost Connecticut southward, but they have not put those advisories in effect for anybody inland like our coverage. So I made sure I checked everything. And that's it, folks. I mean, what can I tell you? You know, today's a partly sunny day, 50 to 55. Cloudy tonight, rain will arrive, and the best chances after midnight, 35 to 40. Windy with rain tomorrow, 45 to 50. Sunday, cloudy with rain or showers in the morning, and I'm thinking it's more like drizzle. And then some sun in the afternoon with highs mid-50s to around 60. Showers for a time on Monday in the middle 50s. The sun will come back on Tuesday.
What about that second storm that you talked about?
That's it. That's on Monday.
Oh, that is on Monday. Okay.
That's Monday. Yep. So it's been, you know, it's been very reliable. The computer guidance has come into a very, very good agreement. So there's nothing to say. The only thing I had a problem with is tonight. I have to tell you, a little bit of a reservation for tonight. Why is that? If I look at the schematics and the temperature profile, I see that our temperature is somewhere between 33 and 36 degrees overnight for most of the area. And the rain is going to arrive after midnight, after 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. So with those temperatures, I cannot rule out sleet and some of the colder valleys, even a little freezing rain. But the computers are saying no to that. And I know why, because it's warm aloft, but they're saying no, no, no. I would not discount that, folks. So if you're going to be out late tonight, you could hit into when the rain arrives. It could be mixed with sleet, and there could even be some freezing rain. So you be careful of that. It should all be over with, as far as the freezing precip, by sunrise tomorrow morning, because at that point, the temperature will be about 37. And then it's going all the way up to about 49 for the high tomorrow. The perfect Marshall Miles day.
Oh, it's just horrible. It's horrible.
40-mile-per-hour winds, 45 to 50 degrees, and heavy rain. All the ingredients that Marshall hates.
All the ingredients. Marshall has to come into work in the morning, and then he'll go home after at about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and he'll live in his hovel until it's all over. I just can't stand cold rain. It's the worst thing in the world. The worst thing in the world. I'm sorry. I can put up with snow. I can put up even with sleet, even freezing rain. But once you go outside and it's 45 degrees and it's raining heavily and you get damp, wherever you go, you have to change your clothes and get a shower again because you just can't get rid of that cold feeling.
I was just going to say, you just can't get rid of that chill. You can't get rid of it.
It's just, it's just horrible. It's just it's one of those things. It's like I said, you get snow. You get inside, you brush the snow off. You brush the snow off.
I agree with you. I really have to agree with you there. A lot of my bad memories of what you're talking about happen up at the lake house. And up there, you know, when you don't have general heat and you don't have an indoor bathroom, it just compounds the whole thing and makes it so much worse.
You just can't get warm. It's unbelievable.
Well,
I won't whine about it anymore. But so we'll get another 1 to 3 inches of rain, which means that there'll be flooding on the roads because.
Correct.
And
you got to be careful with the down leaves. That makes for a lot of slippery conditions. It's very inclement. Unfortunately, they're, you know, not just our area, but all the areas that I'm forecasting for, they have so much festivities scheduled for tomorrow, and it looks to me like a lot of this stuff is going to have to be.
We have tons of stuff tomorrow. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of stuff that's scheduled for this weekend.
And you know what I don't like, Marshall, when you get into these scenarios of inclement weather on the weekend, sometimes it just keeps repeating itself.
And also, you're at the time of the year now. A lot of these are autumn festivals, right? They're outside.
Right.
You put them off a week, you're already into November.
Right.
And what happens if the bad weather comes on next weekend? Then you put it off, and you're to the middle of November, and who wants to be outside in the middle of November? There's no more leaves on the trees. It's no more autumn festival. It's wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Nope, you're 100% correct. And That's why people get very depressed at this time of the year. It's a beautiful time of the year, but it's what follows.
Now, what about Halloween?
Right now it looks fine.
All right.
I would say, I say easily 50s with fair skies.
That's next Wednesday, right?
Next Wednesday. You got your costume ready?
I don't need a costume. I can just go out.
I think you should go as Godzilla.
If I had a Godzilla mask. I would go out as Godzilla. I'd be all dressed in black below that, and I'd have a Godzilla mask.
Could have a long tail.
Yeah, you know, I don't need a tail. I think just seeing me in a Godzilla mask
would be
enough to scare people. It would at night.
And it'd have I got to tell you too. Remember the problem I was having with the editing with the clips freezing?
Yep.
That was solved yesterday too. Not only did it solve the Verizon problem, but it solved that too. I happened to find a senior advisor at Apple who says to me, you need to update the operating system. And after you do that, you could update Final Cut Pro. But you need that update of the operating system before you could do the Final Cut Pro thing. He says, so let's try it and see if it works. And I did it, and it worked.
All right.
So it was a productive day, Marshall.
A productive day and going into a lousy weekend. But I'll speak to you on Tuesday.
Yes, my last Monday off, and I'll be in the weather center. So if you need me, give me a holler.
All right, Pat.
All right, Marshall. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Pat Pagano in the Weather Center with our forecast, as lousy as it is for this weekend. All right? All right.